USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. employers added 315,000 jobs in August, a slower but solid pace in a tight labor market. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. President Biden applauded the latest monthly jobs report, calling it more good news.
The bottom line is jobs are up, wages are up, people are back to work, and we're seeing some signs that inflation maybe, I'm not overpromising, may be beginning to ease.
Gas prices are falling as the Labor Day weekend begins. AAA reporting the national average for regular is down 2 cents from yesterday to $3.80 a gallon. Arkansas again leads the nation with the lowest pump price of $3.30 a gallon. NASA remains optimistic for Saturday's attempt to launch the Artemis 1 rocket from Florida. USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan is advocating for nuclear power, meeting Friday with his Japanese counterpart in Tokyo.
Investments in nuclear technology and carbon capture will complement the enormous potential for renewable energy like wind, solar, and battery storage.
Despite years of criticism of nuclear power by environmentalists, Regan says President Biden believes in an all-hands-on-deck approach involving nuclear power and other energy sources as part of his plan to reduce emissions. Former President Trump will be in Pennsylvania this weekend. Trump is expected to speak at the Mohican Sun Arena in Wilkes-Barre on Saturday. The Trump campaign says he'll speak in support of Doug Mastriano's campaign for governor and Dr. Mehmet Oz for the U.S. Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's policy of busing illegal immigrants to Democrat-run cities has drawn intense criticism from their mayors. However, the Attorney General for Texas, Ken Paxton, tells Fox News he expects his state to continue the practice.
I would not be surprised to see him send people to other cities to give them just a touch of what Texas and Arizona have to deal with every day. It's really just a touch. It's nothing like what we actually have to deal with, since we're getting about 5,000 a day.
Chicago became the latest sanctuary city to receive buses of illegal immigrants sent from Texas. The Defense Department released a report on Thursday that indicated an increase in sexual assault victims among women in the military. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says this is a priority for the president, as one sexual assault is too many.
The president has been clear about making sure we implement real change to rid our ranks of this crime. That is why he signed an executive order in January 2022 making sexual harassment a named military offense.
The defense in the Parkland, Florida school shooter sentencing phase is continuing to paint a picture of a child with serious behavioral issues. During visits to Nicholas Cruz's home in 2013, behavioral health case manager Tiffany Forrest remembers seeing damaged walls and furniture. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.